This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And here we are, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out. They're the home of the binary trigger, the Reformation line, and now Providence, franklinarmory.com. And it's Wednesday night, so we don't know where the partner is, but I know where his partner is, and his partner is Roger Katz from Marvelous Quarrel, and he is right here with us tonight. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill.
Did you follow that? I was getting confused myself doing that. I was talking about Stephen.
Yeah, no. Actually, I haven't spoken with Stephen in a while. I know he's been trying to reach me, and I've been so busy. But I think he's in Peru right now. He was in, I believe, Argentina. I don't know if he was in Colombia. And I know that he is in Peru. I'm sure he's not going to be going to Venezuela, though. But anyway, he'll be back with us in a couple of weeks. And he'll be chasing the summer. The weather is slowly getting better. And now we're at daylight savings time. I hate to lose an hour, but the sunlight is nice. And it's nice to see that it's still a pretty bright day today. And I imagine the weather is getting pretty nice down in South Carolina, too.
Finally. It was sort of like Vietnam south of Virginia for a very long time. So I'm very happy to report, yes, the weather is getting better here.
That's good.
So what's on your mind tonight, sir?
Oh, man. I wish I could tell you, oh, everything is fine. There's not a thing to talk about. The world could be better. The Democrats have been flushed down the toilet. The public has come to their senses. The Bill of Rights is secure and strengthened, and everything is well with the world. But unfortunately, that's not the case at all. Things just get worse and worse. We know that the Mueller report will be coming out soon, and I think that bothers the Democrats more than it is something they're looking forward to, because they feel that, Mueller's going to have to admit that after 2.5 years, something that, of course, the greater part of the population already knew, there is no collusion. There was no conspiracy between Trump and Putin and the Russian government. In fact, I find it quite mystifying. On Fox News, they rarely bring it up, but of course you won't see it on MSNBC or ABC or NBC or CNN. I remember that Trump was actually complaining to Barack Obama at the during the campaign that he felt that the Russians were getting involved in our campaign. I remember that Obama, and maybe you recall, that Obama had a press conference, and he basically chastised Trump. He basically said, look, I would not worry about the Russians. I would get on with your campaign. And that's where you should be concerned. look, clearly the Russians, and I'm sure the Chinese were involved in our elections, but the idea that they could actually make an impact, I think, is ridiculous. Basically, what you have is the instance of the inference that because Trump won, he could not possibly have won unless the Russians had been involved.
Well, let me ask you about that. Let me ask you about that. Now, didn't the Saudis give Hillary Clinton $25 million?
Yeah, probably a few more than that. But
so why did they give her the $25 million?
Well, obviously, they wanted
Well, we know what they were thinking, but,
Yeah, they were attempting to control the outcome of the election with a big sum of money. Here, this is in your war chest. Do whatever it takes, but get into that Oval Office.
But now with Trump, the Russians, they know there was no collusion with that. That's so all the Russians apparently did was buy some Facebook ads. So do they buy $25 million worth of Facebook ads? I mean, because, you know, on the one hand, I mean, Hillary Clinton looks like she's being bribed.
Oh, really?
Well, don't you think so? Yeah. So, and now we got about 3 minutes left in this segment. Now, did you see where they have released that that document dump from Lisa Page, where they were saying the DOJ had told the FBI to stand down on their investigation of the email?
Yes, yes, that's very interesting. A 300-page document. I haven't checked the internet. I assume that it's online. But I know that Sean Hannity was all over it, and I believe Laura Ingraham was too. And it's pretty clear. Actually, it supports what McCabe apparently said, that it's very clear that that Clinton was involved in this dossier, and that she should have been indicted for a felony.
Right.
In respect to the use of that server in her home. And so on many levels, on many facets, here's an individual that should have been indicted, would have been indicted, would have been convicted, and would have probably now, if we had a legitimate legal system, would be sitting in prison with her husband.
Huh. Well, I know that. Well, I don't. I'm sure Slick Willie has done some stuff. We just haven't caught him. I mean, Hillary's a little more arrogant about it. It's almost like she's going to catch me if you can. But I don't know
right.
what Slick Willie has had to do, because I think people still like Bill Clinton. I don't think they can stand his wife, so I don't know if he's actually on the hot seat, although he probably should be with the Clinton Foundation and Haiti and all that other stuff. But But when they were told to stand down on this, right, even though Comey said that she had been, what was it he called it, negligent.
Careless.
Yeah, she'd been negligent.
Careless.
Yes. And it was sad information.
Was actually, yeah.
Yes, yeah. So is that, I mean, do we just get out there and say, well, she was grossly negligent and extremely careless? Okie doke. Well, we're not going to do anything with that, even though it's like that Jason Bourne level intelligence going out there. We're not going to do anything about that. But what about this? These Facebook ads the Russians bought. I mean, that doesn't make any sense at all to me. But I'm going to let you explain that to me when we get back. We're coming up on the first break. Arbalest Quarrel. They are, of course, they publish themselves at arbalestquarrel.com. And then it is disseminated out there into the ether via Amoland.com, as well as thetruthaboutguns.com. And the one constant in the ever-changing universe is that Roger shows up every week, and we're going to start charging Steven to show up. You think we should do that? Like, you make a little money on that, wouldn't you? I think so. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
AR500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
They are the home of the binary trigger. They're the home of the Reformation line and now Providence. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. Do you think if we were to, let me ask you this part of it. Should the Mueller report come out and they find no collusion, which means they're not going to be able to do anything. The Democrats, I don't think, are ready, prepared for that. Should they continue on with their impeachment talk? Because they've already been told by Pelosi, look, we're not going to impeach him, and all the rank and file, the three new little girls that are in charge of the House. They're like, well, no, we're not listening to you, old lady. We're going to move on with our stuff as it is. Should they push that way? First things first, I think that opens up the House to being taken back over by the Republicans in 2020. But when that happens, given all of these witch hunts they've been on, should the newly crowned Republicans in the House, and I'm going to presume that the Republicans will maintain control of the Senate, should they get out there and then once and for all go after Hillary Clinton and all of that chicanery that she was involved in and give her a new wardrobe?
I'd like to see that. I know that the whole issue of Hillary Clinton has been a major topic of discussion for the last couple years or close to it on Sean Hannity and this a couple people, John Solomon and a Sarah, I forget her last name, our investigators that have really been on top of this. And, heads should roll. And I should mention as well, apart from the Horowitz investigation, and that really turned out to be, it seemed something of a lemon. He was instrumental in getting rid of McCabe and Strzok and Page. But really, when you think about it, it was pretty watered down. And it was more or less a whitewash. And then there was another party, a guy, I think his name was Hoover, who was appointed by Sessions. And he is an attorney with the Department of Justice. And I don't know where he is, but he was supposed to be doing a report, an investigation specifically of Clinton and her carrying on. But we haven't heard a scintilla of evidence about that. And actually, we haven't heard a peep from him. So I don't know what the story is. But clearly, Hillary Clinton is a very powerful, powerful person. And there are very, very powerful people behind her. And obviously, in the government, to be able to instigate the Mueller probe in the first place and to engage in it to the extent that they have, for as long as they have, to spend the amount of money that they have going against Trump and bringing in these indictments against so many people in his campaign. And it's completely wrong, and yet that's what we have. But the whole point of the Mueller probe was twofold. One, it was a matter of spite. They were absolutely, the people that wanted Hillary Clinton in were absolutely floored and enraged that Trump won. the election, and that is his major crime. Let's be clear about that. The second thing, of course, is that this whole charade is supposed to be the basis for an impeachment, or if not that, to cripple Trump. And they've been pretty successful at that. And they want to create in the mind of the public this idea that Trump is a sordid person, a surly figure, apart from the fact that he's not very arrogant, which, of course, you might say the same of Hillary Clinton, who's actually insufferable. At least her husband, I think, is a little more restrained, though I'm sure he's just as arrogant. But that really is the basis to create a virus in the mind of the public that Trump is so hateful that he should not win a second term in office. But there we're at. And I did want to talk about that, because what we're really getting into is how the public is manipulated. And they're manipulated to an extent that is just unbelievable. Propaganda has come a long way since the period of Joseph Stalin and Hitler and Goebbels, and to the extent that you've got the internet, and it's so the way to get into the mind of the public is so easy today. This is the problem that we're running up against. So that's one thing, but the fact is, what happens when the public is so controlled and the media is so taking so much advantage of the First Amendment that it's completely out of sync with our law? And I know we're coming up to the break, but I want to point out, you know, we have the Democrats. They're always saying that they abide by the rule of law. But, of course, that's true only when the rule of law seems to be consistent with their own goals and personal ideology. They uphold the First Amendment, except when it upsets some people and some groups emotionally. They want to get rid of the Electoral College. They want to expand the membership of the U.S. Supreme Court, obviously, to get more liberal members out there so they can override the Second Amendment.
Let me get you hold right there. You're holding right there at the pack in the court, and we'll be right back. We're talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel as we discuss the shenanigans of the Democrat Party. I don't remember what they used to be called. Now I just call them socialists and communists and Marxists. And as soon as I can figure out some other ists that they are, I'm going to call them that too. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The immediate grounding of all Boeing 737 and 738 MAX jets has not caused any major delays at any airports. President Trump issuing an emergency order earlier on Wednesday.
Planes that are in the air will be grounded if they're the 737 MAX, will be grounded upon landing at the destination.
The president also says Boeing is on the case.
They are working very, very hard right now. Hopefully they'll very quickly come up with the answer, but until they do, the planes are grounded.
British lawmakers are rejecting a proposal to leave the EU without a deal. Members of the British Parliament voted by a 312 to 308 margin to reject leaving the EU without a formal withdrawal agreement. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was up 148 points to close the day at 25,702. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 on the radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Roger Katz from arbalistquarrel.com, we got into the part about packing the court. Do you think, Roger, when we see these things where they want to get rid of the Electoral College, and we know that why they want to get rid of the Electoral College, because Hillary won the popular vote. Now, normally, you know, whenever they win the Electoral College, too, but now they just want to get away with that and, you know, take it with the popular vote and the illegal immigrants and the, you know, the, all the right. population centers and all that other stuff. So we know why they want to get rid of that. We know that they, you know, they want to pack the court. And that means that, you know, they might come into the court and it might be 6-3, 5-4, whatever it is. And they want to put, you know, what, another four guys in there, another five guys in there and make it reliable.
Whatever it takes.
Right. We know that they're out there wanting to regulate speech. And they're proposing H.R. 1, which is basically the Make Sure the Democrats Win Every Election Act. All this stuff is getting seen. Do you think the American public's looking at this and saying, who do you guys think you are? I mean, America is not at its core is sort of center-right. So, I mean, this is not this is not going to fly with America at large. I think this is going to boomerang and hit them back. What do you think?
Possibly and possibly not. Look, when people have alternative outlets for news and for opinion, such as the Arbalest Quarrel and Fox News, and of course Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham are under attack because they are successful. And it's clear that the fact is that the people that are controlling thought and perception and belief want to control all of it. And they know that they've been able to control a good part of it. The very fact that the Democrats do have a majority in the House. Now, of course, a lot of Republicans did leave and that opened the door. But there was a lot of money that was put into it. I'm sure that Bloomberg and Soros and others put in tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars to be sure that they would take over the House. But the fact is, we're not a direct democracy, and there's a reason for that. The fact is that even though Pelosi and others say, oh, well, people can vote and they can vote wisely. Now, think about it. They want to reduce the age of voting to 16. Why? Because they figure that 16-year-olds and convicted felons and illegal aliens will be, very young people whose brains are just beginning to form, and the felons who have obviously a vested interest in staying out of jail, and the illegal aliens who want their free housing and free welfare and free health care. They know that this direct democracy is a big joke. But the fact is that we are creatures of public opinion, and we can be manipulated by reality. And I want to read something to you, Bill, because it was something that I came across. It was written by an individual, an Austrian. His name is Edward Louis Bernays, Bernays. And he wrote a book, uninspiringly. It was simply called Propaganda, all right? And the first chapter of that book is titled Organizing Chaos. And I want to read this to you and to your listeners. The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in a democratic society. We are governed, our minds molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. These are the invisible governors. They govern us by their qualities of natural leadership, their ability to supply needed ideas, and by their key position in the social structure. Whatever attitude one chooses toward in this condition, it remains a fact that in almost every act of our daily lives, whether in the sphere of politics or business, in our social conduct or our ethical thinking, we are dominated by the relatively small number, a trifling fraction of our 120 million who understand the mental processes and social patterns of the masses. Now, of course, the population now is over 320 million. And this particular book was written not in the 21st century, but it was written in 1928, all right? And he also said something else that's pretty interesting. If we understand the mechanism and motives of the group mind, is it not possible to control and regiment the masses according to our will without their knowing about it? Bernays' vision was of a utopian society in which individuals' dangerous libido energy, the psychic and emotional energy associated with instincts and biological drive, were viewed as inherently dangerous and used to be harnessed and channeled by a corporate elite for economic benefit and also political benefit, I would say. Now, think about that. This hasn't changed. In fact, what we're seeing is coming to fruition. This particular individual's philosophy of controlling the masses. And think about it in this way, because I was really, really upset to hear of And I don't believe it in the South. But let's get rid of these statues. Let's take down Robert E. Lee. Let's take down the Confederate soldier. Let's remove the Confederate flag. Let's remove every symbol, every nuance, everything that is part of our culture, part of our heritage. Now, anything at all can be construed in a negative light. But there's a lot of positive, too. And irregardless, the fact is that these belong to the American people. And it's absolutely a travesty that you could have this being done. And you could have political leaders either without a spine or they're being bought off to basically tear down the fabric of our nation. So you ask. Do you think the public can be manipulated? Well, many of us, certainly your listeners, and certainly you, Bill, will not be manipulated. But the fact is that many millions of people are. They like to think that they're moral and upstanding. And even if they don't agree with everything that Pelosi says or Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton or the latest of these, what are their names? Tlaib and Ocasio-Cortez,
right.
And Omar, the Muslims, by God. They like to believe that, well, they have the better good of the collective. And think about that. It all goes back, again, to the collective. This is what Bernays was talking about the masses, controlling the masses. And the individual be damned. It's just and the same with firearms. I'm thinking now that firearms, just like the MAGA hat.
Well, let me get you to hang on at the MAGA hat. Hang on at the MAGA hat, if you will. We're coming up on the next break. The Democrats just take us. It's like a roller coaster, and it's a rambling roller coaster. It's just going everywhere. I think that's designed to confuse us, which, is why I carry a gun. I have the ultimate answer. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to, that came over hard. Talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel, we just got into the MAGA hat. I need to make a tactical MAGA hat. I need one with digital camouflage, and I would wear that. I'm not a big fan of the one that they have just because of the kind, you know, the kind of hat it actually is. But they need to come out with a digital camouflage one. I'd wear that one. So, anyway, that's just my thoughts on that matter. You were saying, sir?
Yeah, we go back to the so-called trigger. And when you listen to CNN and you listen to these other networks, you would have to believe that the very wearing of a hat that happens to be in supportive of the President of the United States, even if you disagree with them, would not provoke such violence. But you wonder, does it? Or is it, again, this mass attempt to create violence out of something that really shouldn't be construed as such? It may be, when you think about it, the very existence of firearms possession, that these may be considered implements of trigger points, that anyone who wants to own and possess a firearm, there's something wrong with them. And if I just to see it or if I think about it, incites me. So let's take a look. What does hate speech really, how do you define it? And I took a look at some legal articles, and this one by a party by the name of Kim Watterson says this: in traditional First Amendment doctrine, certain categories of speech may be regulated on the basis of the content of that speech, typically the rationale for carving out an exception to absolute First Amendment protection is predicated on the effect of the speech, what the speech does, only when a certain type of speech jeopardizes another compelling value or interest does the First Amendment yield. And she goes on to say, in order to justify the hate speech policy, the critical question is, what is hate speech? Is it the expression of an idea or a message? Or is it an expression which jeopardizes a valuable social interest? Or is it similar to discriminatory conduct? Speech that terrorizes individuals, restricts their freedom to move around a college campus, produces physical and emotional pain, silences. You wonder. And remember what happened in Berkeley. The fact is an individual who wears a MAGA hat, is he the terrorist or is he really the one who's being terrorized? And we have to go back to the original cases that talked about the First Amendment. Remember Skokie versus National Socialist Party, a 1978 Supreme Court case. A village sought an injunction to prevent the National Socialist Party and its members from holding a public assembly, displaying the swastika as fighting words. But what did the court say? This: the plain, if at all times, disquieting truth is that in our pluralistic society, constantly proliferating new and ingenious forms of expression, we are inescapably captive audiences for many purposes. Much that we encounter offends our aesthetic, if not our political and moral sensibilities. Nevertheless, the Constitution does not permit government to decide which types of otherwise protected speech are sufficiently offensive to require protection for the unwilling listener or viewer. And this goes back, of course, to an even earlier case. Remember Brandenburg versus Ohio, 1969. A defendant, a leader of the Ku Klux Klan, spoke at a Klan rally. Said some pretty off-color things. This went up to the United States Supreme Court. It was actually a unanimous decision. There were concurring opinions, but basically the court said the mere abstract teaching of the moral propriety or even moral necessity for a resort to force and violence is not the same as preparing a group for violent action and stealing it to such. A statute which fails to draw this distinction impermissibly intrudes upon the freedoms guaranteed by the First and 14th Amendments. It sweeps within its condemnation speech, which our Constitution has immunized from government control. We are here confronted with a statute which, by its own words and its applied, purports to punish mere advocacy and to forbid on pain of criminal punishment assembly with others merely to advocate the described type of action. But the curious thing is, Bill, that, you would think that, okay, you've got the liberal mindset now that wants to create pablum, a bland, simple fluff that would not offend anyone's ears or eyes. But the fact is that they're not like that at all. We hear them saying the most bizarre and insane and vile thing. But apparently, as long as it's directed to conservatives, as long as it's directed to Trump, as long as it's directed to the NRA, that's okay. So there is definitely a duplicity here. And the fact is that government is in league with, as Brené said, these people behind the scenes, people like Soros and the Bilderbergs and Internationalists and Bloomberg, who are attempting to control thought. And that is very, very, very scary. And I hope you are right that it isn't the Russians we have to fear, or the Chinese for that matter. What we have to fear are people like Ocasio-Cortez and like Pelosi and Schumer and those behind them, the ones with the money that are telling them that, look, we got to tear down everything that was once sacred about
the United
States.
Well, I mean, Pelosi and Schumer are not down with that. I mean, that's what they want to do in the end, but it is not, this Ocasio-Cortez and Tlaib and Omar, they're sort of giving it away. And nobody's listening to the leadership. Leadership's... But I don't know what the leadership's going to do. The leadership's going to have to get rid of them.
Well, it's not.
That'll be fun to watch. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch that. But I will say this, I have to tell you this in all candor. I did not remember that case, the Brandenburg case. Never heard of it before in my life. That's because you're the lawyer, Roger. I'm not the lawyer. I'm the radio.
I could give you the citation.
Well, I appreciate it. I do appreciate that. And it makes me sound smarter than I am. Anyway.
You're plenty smart, Bill.
Thank you. I appreciate that. See, all of these things that they want to do, the problem that I think they're going to face is that they have spent way too much time throwing the police under the bus. And in order for them to do most of the stuff that they really want to do, the first thing they got to do is disarm us. In order for them to be able to do it and for it to take, for it to become our way of life. But, you know, all we got to do right now is look at Venezuela. They got disarmed. Yeah. Socialism on parade. I think they've invited Omar, Ocasio-Cortez, and Talib Talib, whatever her name is, they've invited them to come down there and come look at some good old socialism as it's happening right now. And please, bring some more zebras, because we don't have any more zebras to chase down. So, you know, bring some zebras with you. So they've got a bunch of PR nightmares going on right now. Without a doubt, though, they have completely unmasked. And if this is what America wants, I don't know, Roger. I don't know how we stop them from committing suicide, but I'll do my best.
Well, with your radio show and the Arbalest Quarrel.
Yeah, that's that's one way. That's one way. Speaking of Arbalest Quarrel, you can catch everything that Roger has talked about. And if he hasn't put it down yet, it's probably coming at ArbalestQuarrel.com. That's where it kicks off. And then goes to Ammo Land, and then it goes to truthaboutguns.com. We'll, coming up on hour number two. Roger, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound, and we will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.